Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for June 6th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the release of Android P Developer Preview 3, which is rolling out with final APIs and SDK, and Play Store publishing is now going live for Google Play Alpha and Beta channels so that developers can begin testing applications with users on the Android Beta program. On the user-facing side of things, the update features a lot of minor tweaks and changes, such as the date underneath the time in notification shade, downloads app being renamed to files once again, quick reply for bundled notifications, 157 new emojis, recent menu and gesture navigation changes and tweaks, a new colors menu preview image, and of course, the clear all button in the recents menu is back after being gone in the developer preview 2. Next up today, we have the Galaxy Note 9, which the very first leaks came out today via OnLeaks. And it shows a phone that looks very familiar if you've used the Galaxy Note 8. It's pretty similar with, of course, its glass front and back and metal edges. And but it turns out on the side, or on the back rather, this phone has a slightly better placed fingerprint sensor. Other than that, we can't really tell what's new, although we do have dimensions, and apparently the screen size of the flagship will remain roughly the same at 6.3 inches. And finally today, we have the launch of a couple more Android phones. First, the LG Q Stylus went official today with a 6.2 inch display, IP68 water resistance, and will arrive in the US this month. And the Moto Z3 Play went official with a mid-range Snapdragon 636 processor, Google Lens on board, and will apparently be priced at $499. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, this Friday morning live with Francisco Franco, and you can get it on all your favorite podcast platforms on Saturday morning.